The next section supports you to recognize whether you feel safe or not, and claim feeling safe by using that power of I am again with I am safe, and it is safe to be me. I believe the biggest energy block is not feeling safe at a subconscious level. We don't even know that we don't feel safe. When the pandemic hit, I saw a live by Deepak Chopra where he was explaining that we're paralyzed basically when we don't feel safe. And this happens because when we're trying to improve our lives and we're doing all the right things, praying, journaling, meditating, saying our affirmations, but we don't feel safe, the good stuff we're doing backfires. Because we're doing the right stuff, it's not working, so we feel guilty. We think there's something wrong with us. And there is. It's not really wrong. It's just there's a problem. And that problem is that we don't feel safe. But we don't know that. We don't even know that. Probably because we're in survival mode, struggling to get through the day. But our human brain is programmed to believe that we're just broken. So that's what we do. And that pushes us further into the pit of despair. And when we can recognize not feeling safe at our core, we can then take the action steps to overwrite that neural pathway of belief. This section is really important because if you don't feel safe, by the time you reach this section, you will feel that resistance in your body, which is your red flag to observe what you're feeling. And again, when you observe energy, it reacts differently. It immediately begins to lose its power over you, opening the way for you to transform it to love. Plus, if you're like me, you'll find yourself continuing to write about how you feel safe. Like it's safe for me to speak, safe for me to voice my opinion, safe for me to dream big, safe for me to receive money, safe for me to spend money. Write out whatever pops in your head. But if you discover that you don't feel safe, please explore those feelings and transform them to love energy. And again, if you need help with this, schedule a one-on-one session with me.